At Pavillon and Believers, not so easy to be an optimist at the moment, is it?
FM Fear.
Here's a statistic that's worth thinking about, and it's not going to make you any more optimistic either. Only 1% of the world's population causes half of global aviation emissions. Let that sink in now. That's according to a study by the Linnaeus University School of Business in Sweden. The researchers there say the results show that a small group of people enjoying frequent flights have an enormous impact on the climate crisis, a crisis that affects everyone. Manuel Gray Banyak from staygrounded.org, a global network of organizations dedicated to sustainable travel, told Reem Higazi that air travel is the most climate unjust form of transport.
The numbers show that in 2018, it accounted for 6% of the global climate impact. And now this new study shows that 50% of these emissions can be attributed to flights of only 1% of the world's population. And in the same year, 2018, just about 11% of the global population flew at all. This is also true for countries like Austria, where the largest share of flight emissions is caused by a minority.
So we're talking about frequent flying super emitters.
That's true. And when we think about the super emitters and the airlines that transport them, that brings us to three questions of justice. Who benefits from that? Who pays for it? And who suffers from the consequences?
And what are the answers to those questions?
Well, it's primarily large airlines and their shareholders who benefit from flying, obviously. Mm-hmm. While their profits are privatized in good times, now losses are socialized, like now during the COVID crisis. Think about the billion euro rescue packages that were given to airlines during the last months. And in general, the airline industry enjoys huge tax privileges that are financed by all of us, whether we fly or not. But in my opinion, the greatest injustice is that in the countries where people fly the least, the population suffers most from the consequences of the climate crisis, and that will only get worse in the future. For example, in 2018, the average North American flew 50 times as much as the average African.
So now, if you were talking to someone who is saying, I cannot wait for this whole thing to be over because I'm going to fly there and I'm going to do this, what would you say to people who are looking forward to flying willy-nilly après Corona?
Yeah, this question cannot be solved by individual decisions. There are good reasons to fly, like visiting your family on another continent, let's say if you have a history of migration.
Yeah.
But there are also many bullshit flights, like the business same-day return flight or the two-day shopping trip to Paris. So we cannot return to this business as usual after the pandemic. But what we need are new rules for the airline industry. We need to end tax privileges and instead foster alternative like night trains. Travel must become something special again. The journey itself must be an experience. That will not happen without fundamentally changing our society. For example, by working less, introducing a right to taking longer breaks from work, like sabbaticals. Things like these would allow us to travel more slowly and for longer. I think the future is less but more meaningful travel.
Definitely food for thought there, Manuel Gray Banyak, talking to Reem Higazi about air travel and the climate crisis. Well, we are going to travel right now to Australia, but we are remaining very climate friendly, just music wise. Here we go with Chet Baker and his latest Low.